Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled "Keep Truthfulness, Compassion, and Forbearance in Mind at All Times" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Northeast China. This article was featured as a part of the World Falun Dafa Day celebration. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on May 26, 2022. 6 months after I finished reading Duan Falun, Falun Dafa's main book, the then Chinese leader Jiang Zemin and the Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, launched the persecution in July 1999. The police arrested almost every practitioner I knew. I stopped reading the book and doing the exercises. Nonetheless, the principles of Jian Shan Ren, which translates to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, were rooted in my heart, and I still tried to follow the principles every day. I met a practitioner in 2005. She asked if I still practiced. I told her that I didn't even own a copy of Duan Falun. She brought the book to me. After that, I resumed practicing. At first, I kept it a secret. My husband later found out and tried to stop me. I asked him, if I didn't follow Jian Shan Ren, would I have been so kind to your parents? He didn't say anything. Part 1. So lucky to have such a daughter-in-law. I began living with my in-laws after I got married. They didn't receive any pensions and were financially dependent on my husband and me. I never complained. Falun Dafa showed me how to be a good person and to be altruistic. The teachings showed me how to treat my in-laws with compassion and to resolve the conflicts between us. One time, my father-in-law got upset and threw a lid. I wondered what I did wrong to make him so mad. Master taught me to look within during conflicts and to find my shortcomings. I should put myself in his shoes. He needs to speak his mind. With a smile on my face, I said to him, I am probably too young to understand how you perceive things. I treat you like my own father. Please tell me what I did wrong instead of keeping it to yourself. I will correct whatever you think I am doing wrong. He smiled. My mother-in-law would scold me just because she was in a bad mood. I didn't let it bother me, knowing that it was her habit and old habits die hard. I couldn't change her, but I could certainly try to be considerate. One day she asked me for egg drop soup, and I made it for her. She complained that it was too starchy. I gladly made another bowl of soup for her, which she said was too watery. At the time, I had to be somewhere else, but I knew that I had to prioritize her needs. I smiled and said, I'll make some more. When I put the third bowl in front of her, she said it was too starchy again. I made a fourth bowl of soup. She probably felt embarrassed and stopped complaining. One day, my then 3-year-old daughter cried while we were sitting next to my father-in-law. It upset him, and he tried to drive us away by pushing me from behind while I had my daughter in my arms. A relative who was there at the time raised her voice and said to my in-laws, "The two of you live with your daughter-in-law. You are old and sick. She takes care of you, does your laundry, tidies up the house, and cooks for you. Where else can you find a daughter-in-law who does so much? You two are so spoiled. Anybody else would have picked a fight when you tried to drive her away because her child cried." My father-in-law stopped pushing me. Master taught us in Lecture 9 of Duan Falun, quote, "Do not fight back when you are beaten or sworn at," unquote. Nothing happens by accident, and my in-laws helped me to improve my character. I knew that I should thank them. The relationship between me and my in-laws improved. A relative once told my mother-in-law, "You are so lucky to have such a daughter-in-law." Often I heard relatives, friends, and neighbors tell me, "You've done a good job with your in-laws." And I always replied by saying, "I couldn't have done it without Falandafa to guide me." I bought almost everything for my in-laws during the years they lived with us. When they were hospitalized, I brought them freshly cooked meals every day. We paid for all their medical expenses. We took care of their every need until they passed away. Part 2. My own stepdaughter. When my husband and his first wife divorced, she took their daughter. My husband didn't pay child support. After we got married, I told him, "The divorce was not the child's fault. You should pay child support and fulfill your duty as a father." My husband was moved and decided to support her through college, and I supported his decision. His ex-wife brought their daughter back to town to visit the child's grandparents during the Chinese New Year. My husband went to the grandparents' home and brought her over to our house. I treated her like one of my own and bought her clothes. We've been close ever since. It felt like she might have been my daughter in a previous lifetime. She quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations after I told her why the persecution of Falun Dafa was wrong. She also promised to recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I knew that she'd have a good future. Part 3. Master Saves 3 Lives. In our town, we burn coal for heat in the winter. One freezing cold winter morning, I woke up feeling dizzy and nauseous. I struggled to get to the kitchen and threw up. Just then, my 2 children woke up. They couldn't stand up and were wobbly. I realized that all 3 of us had carbon monoxide poisoning. The night before, when we went to bed, I'd stuffed too much coal in the burner and blocked the air circulation. I asked Master to help us and had my children recite, "Falun Dafa is good." 10 minutes later, they were fine and playing and laughing. I also stopped feeling sick. Most people become unconscious from excess carbon monoxide. My children and I woke up on our own. I thank Master for saving our lives. Ever since my children were little, they studied the teachings with me and memorized Master's poems in Hong Yin. I listened to Master's lectures as I cooked, and they sat in the kitchen and listened too. Sometimes, if I made a mistake, they would correct me and remind me of Master's teachings. Part 4. Reciting Falun Dafa is good helps my children. When my children got sick, I had them recite Falun Dafa is good, and each time they got through the tribulation just fine. One winter day, my daughter had a fever. Her skin was burning up and she could barely breathe. I recited Falun Dafa is good with her, and shortly afterwards, she started playing with her toys. The next day, she was fine. My son complained that his tooth ached and kept hitting his face where the tooth hurt. I reminded him to recite, "Falun Dafa is good," and he did. The pain started to subside and then disappeared. He told me, "Mom, reciting the phrase really works." Another time, he became feverish in the middle of the night and wouldn't stop crying. My husband insisted that we rush him to the hospital while I wanted him to recite, "Falun Dafa is good." We had a bit of a standoff, and my husband wasn't happy. I eventually left the decision to him, and he said nothing. I then said to my son, "Let's recite Falun Dafa is good together." As we did, my son fell asleep, and his fever went away. My husband did not like it when I played Master's lectures for our children. He even tried to stop me. After the children got sick a few times and recovered quickly after reciting Falun Dafa is good, he changed his mind. Part 5. Handling Accidents at School. A student kicked my son in the head, and his forehead became terribly swollen. My son didn't complain about his classmate. He touched the bump on his head and said that it didn't hurt. I met with the student's father, who was worried about my son's injury. I comforted the father and didn't blame his child. The head teacher said that I was really nice and didn't cause a scene. Another time, a student cut my son's face with a stick, leaving a deep, 3-inch-long gash. The student's father called, and I told him not to worry. "Nothing will happen," I said. After the wound healed, my son had a 3-inch-long scar, and the parent offered to pay for plastic surgery. I declined, knowing that things would turn out fine. Now his scar is so faint you can barely see it. He became friends with the classmate who injured him. Other parents who knew what happened praised me for being a good person. Had I not practiced Falun Dafa, I wouldn't have been so kind and would have handled many situations differently. If my son didn't study the teachings with me, he wouldn't be so forgiving. We thank revered Master and Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.